Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I was looking, okay, so I placed some future bets on college football.
Okay.
And a couple of them, several of them are in play. One of them is Georgia to win the SEC championship.
Mm-hmm.
And this was at the beginning of the season, or the offseason. And one of them is Alabama to make the playoff.
Okay.
Okay.
Both of those things, by the way, very much in play.
Yes. I feel pretty good about the Alabama one. They are minus 240 currently, even after the Oklahoma loss. So, you know, they should make the playoff. But I was looking at it today because I was looking at, okay, what, you know, could I protect my bet? You know, because if Georgia doesn't make the SEC championship game, that bet's dead. So could I, you know, there's ways to protect your money or hedge, you know, and I was looking at all these scenarios, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's really, because they're all going to win this week.
Yes.
So it really comes down to next
week. Well, and none of these games are conference games. So actually, these games this week have
don't even matter.
They don't matter.
Well, so, it won't happen. But shockingly, if Alabama lost,
yes,
that would really hurt my bet.
But yeah, it wouldn't. How do I say it? This doesn't affect the SEC title game picture this week at all. But obviously, if Alabama loses,
Alabama's, my bet on Alabama is for them to make the playoff,
yes,
not win the SEC. The bet on Georgia is to win the SEC.
Sure.
Now, here's the thing. Here, let me lay this out, okay? Let me call for the ball,
okay,
and lay it out for you,
because
it's complicated. So I was looking into this at all the scenarios. So Alabama cannot lose to Auburn, or they are out of the college football playoff. Okay, because that would be their third loss.
Yes.
So they have to win the game.
Yes.
They are not like Ole Miss. Ole Miss only has one loss. If Ole Miss loses to Mississippi State, they don't go to the SEC championship. They're still in the playoff, right?
Yes.
So Alabama is actually in a worse position than Ole Miss, because Alabama has a chance for a third loss even if they beat Auburn.
You are correct, sir.
So Ole Miss can win and still make the playoff by just completely avoiding the SEC championship game.
You are correct.
They want that, I would imagine. Seriously, I don't think they want any part of the SEC championship game. Why?
Now, I will say,
Alabama, however, is a different story.
Yes. Now, I will say, the committee has said in the past, and last year backed it up, with SMU, they have said that you cannot hurt yourself playing an extra game in the title game. They said that is not a thing.
Okay.
And last year, SMU lost to Clemson in the SEC title game. Now, that was SMU's second loss. It wasn't their third. But they did put SMU and Clemson, who was the automatic qualifier. So there is a belief that if a two-loss SEC team gets in and they are amongst the top 12, that shouldn't, but I guarantee you the pucker factor would be very high.
Two loss. Okay, but just let me lay this out.
Okay.
Because Alabama would have three losses.
No, yeah, I'm just saying a two-loss team going to the SEC title game and losing that third game, in theory, the committee has said they will not punish them.
All right, and that may be true. But in a perfect world, wouldn't Alabama want to beat Auburn and then avoid the SEC championship game, have two losses, and you're in the tournament?
Yes.
So, and there are three reasons.
Unless
for that.
You care about the bye.
One would be rest. Two would be you're already in playoff position. And three, and that's the question you just addressed, are they knocked out of the playoff with a loss in the SEC championship game?
Yes.
So imagine the precedent if the mighty Alabama goes to the SEC title game and loses, and because of that loss, gets bounced from the top 12.
Which is why I do not believe that the committee has the balls to do that.
In other words, you're saying, and I don't think it's that cut and dry, quite frankly, because I think it depends a lot on what else happens and what other teams are in the mix. But you're saying Alabama, if they beat Auburn, they're in the tournament.
I believe that.
That's what you're saying.
I believe it 100%.
So the other wild situation with Alabama.
Because can you, just real quick, can you imagine the absolute S-storm?
Well, that's what I just said.
Yes.
The precedent,
it would be so dangerous.
Because if it happens to Alabama, that is the highest profile controversy that you will ever have.
The idea that you can punish someone like Alabama for having to play the number two or number three team in the country and losing, and reward a team for sitting at home with their thumb in their you-know-what, I just don't see how the committee has the guts to do it. But that's what I said. If Alabama is a two-loss team playing in the SEC title game and they lose, especially if it's losing convincingly, I'll bet you that 24 hours while you're waiting is some of the most stressful time, because especially if you don't look good in that loss, I can say 100% that's not true. I would be sweating bullets.
I
just think it's a dangerous precedent for the committee.
Of course it is.
To have.
Of course it is. But you put yourself in that situation.
You do. You can't lose.
So the wild situation with Alabama is that it could very easily come down to strength of schedule tiebreaker.
Yep.
Which the SEC uses for multiple teams tied.
Yeah, three-way
ties.
So
right now, that favors Georgia. And the reason that favors Georgia, and this is a three-way tie between Ole Miss, Alabama, and Georgia.
Yes.
So the reason that favors Georgia is because the league uses opponent win percentage. Mm-hmm. But there are other ways of measuring strength of schedule, and in those ways, they say that Alabama's schedule is currently, at this point, harder. So the scenario could come down to strength of schedule between Georgia and Alabama. And Georgia could get in because they use opponent win percentage, get into the SEC title game.
Mm-hmm.
But Alabama beat Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they did.
So think about that. Alabama beat Georgia at Georgia.
Yep.
But Georgia could get into the SEC championship game over Alabama and Ole Miss because of opponent win percentage, which means that Alabama will have to be rooting for certain teams that they beat
to win
this week, next weekend, to win. Yeah.
And
one of them, I think, is Florida, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, is in the three-way tie scenario, we don't know exactly how those tiebreakers will go because we don't have the final.
Right now,
yeah,
here, let me read you something. This is crazy. Okay, so it's just so dumb.
The only team, by the way, that controls their own destiny is Texas A&M.
So with 2 weeks left in the regular season, there are four teams that still have a chance to play in the SEC championship game. A&M, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
A&M is the only unbeaten team in the league. If they beat Texas, they are in.
Yes.
If Texas A&M loses to the Longhorns, Georgia gets a spot. So Texas A&M has to win.
Mm-hmm.
Another scenario where Georgia locks up a spot is if Alabama were to lose to Auburn. Alabama and A&M both have non-conference games. This week, the Crimson Tide face Eastern Illinois, blah, blah, blah. The only way Ole Miss gets into the SEC championship game would be they have to beat Mississippi State. Texas A&M and Alabama both have to lose. Probably not going to happen.
Yes. So
if Alabama and Texas A&M win and Ole Miss loses, Alabama and Texas A&M play for the SEC championship game. Okay, so this is where it gets into strength of schedule. The important metric to know for three or four team tiebreakers will be conference opponent winning percentage. Given that Georgia played Ole Miss and Texas A&M, the Bulldogs get a boost over those teams in that metric. As it stands right now, Georgia has the highest combined conference opponent winning percentage at 48%. Alabama is at 47%.
Even though they beat them head-to-head.
Exactly. With Ole Miss at 34% and Texas A&M, by the way, 22.9%. What does that say about Texas A&M?
Yeah. That
right?
Yeah.
They haven't played any of the top five teams in the whole league.
No. And yet they're sitting there undefeated.
But those will all change over the next 2 weeks. So record-wise, Georgia's conference foes are 26-28 in SEC games. Mm-hmm. Alabama's are 25-28.
So again,
this is how close that could be in that tiebreaker.
And it's funny that I mean, it's such an odd thing to have, but you are right in one thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
It is easier. Georgia, it doesn't matter. But for Alabama, it would behoove them to not make the SEC title game. If you're Alabama, gun to your head, and as long as you take care of business and you win, and A&M wins, and Georgia wins some sort of fluky tiebreaker, they'll bitch and moan about the SEC title game. But secretly, Kalen DeBoer will be sitting back there being like, great.
Here's the problem.
Any way we get left out.
The problem with Alabama is that they have to beat Auburn. They cannot lay down.
No.
So if they win, they are most likely in the SEC championship game.
Yes.
But they might not, and that isn't good because that if they lose that or get blown out in that, that's your third loss, and you put yourself in maybe not making the playoff. Yeah. But it could also come down to you not being in that game if Florida beats Tennessee or Kentucky beats Vanderbilt. What is happening?
Yeah. Who's winning? What is occurring?
So I ask you this question.
Yeah.
Which would you rather be? Mm-hmm. Oregon, right now, where it's all right in front of you, but you have two tough games, and one of them is on the road against a rival. Or would you rather be Alabama, who has an easier game, because Auburn, you know, they fired their coach. They're not very good. But it's a rivalry game, and it's on the road.
Yeah.
But then maybe a really, really tough game that could knock you out of the playoff.
Yeah. Which would you rather be? I think I'd probably take Oregon. I would. Knowing that the two teams in front of you are tough, you're still going to be double-digit favorites over both of those teams. And even if you lose one of them, look, you're not playing in the Big Ten title game, but it doesn't matter. You've got an ace in your sleeve. As long as you don't lose both games, you're in. Oregon has a better path than Alabama.
You know what's wild too is that because people are texting in. If the scenario we're talking about where Alabama misses the playoff because they go to the SEC title game and lose, if that happens, you better believe the SEC is getting rid of its championship game.
Yes,
and
or they're burning the sport to its you know, burning it to the ground,
dude. The pitchforks will be out.
Which is why I said, in my opinion, no one in that committee has the balls.
Right.
By the way, whatever you think of the SEC, this is the right decision. You should not be punished for having to go play an extra game against a top five team in the country. You should not.
But here's what's wild is that if you get rid of the championship game, guess who's we already have an SEC champion.
Yeah, it's Texas A&M.
It's A&M, even if they lose to Texas, right?
Yeah.
Because they would be one loss. Georgia would be one loss. They didn't play.
No, this was the argument, by the way, against expansion, is it made the regular season and in some cases the conference title game kind of irrelevant in a little, in some ways people were always asking, could this punish, which is why the committee has said, we're not going to punish teams, and they did it last year with SMU. We're not going to punish you for doing it. But in reality, the conference title game is about two things. One's about seeding, and the other one is for a team like Clemson, who maybe stumbles early and then finds a way, Miami, and you find a way to kick, claw, scratch your way back into a conference title game. It's a way where you can be a three-loss team, and as long as you're given an opportunity in conference – to go and win that game, it gives you an extra path to kind of guarantee yourself a place at the table. But for the big boys of the world, the Ohio States, the Oregons, the Bamas, the Georgias, the conference title game, it's pride. I mean, Oregon went undefeated last year, beat Penn State. What did that do for you? other than, again,
well, this year they're going to miss the game.
This year they're going to miss it.
And it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need to play in that. You just need to win your last. It's actually kind of a better scenario this year.
Other than you're not going to get a bye, and for some people, that may be a good thing. I know that was a big controversial thing last year. I personally would rather sit at home in week one and not have to play Notre Dame or Alabama, but some people, you know, like, well, the idea of staying active.
About the bye thing, the bye certainly hurt Oregon last year. There is no question.
Didn't help.
That's not the reason they lost, but that did not help them at all.
No.
And Lanning knew it. And so I think there's a difference between getting the bye in the first year of the 12-team playoff and not really knowing what to expect after 27 days off.
Sure.
Or whatever it was, 24 days off.
Yeah.
And having been through it once and then getting a bye again.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, if Oregon got in there and got a bye this year, you know that Dan Lanning would change up how they handled that time off to try to better prepare them for their game. The rust thing, the rust thing is real. When teams are sitting on the sideline
absolutely,
and then ramping it back up, that is not a good thing. Again, it's not why you're losing the game, but it's part of it.
Yeah.
And so I just think there's a big difference between kind of the unknown of last year's tournament and how to handle that versus having been through it and then getting that same opportunity again, which Oregon won't this year.
No.
But I mean, in future years, I think they'll handle the bye way better. But if you look at a team, I'm trying to think of a team that would get a bye this year that isn't prepared for it or hasn't been through it. So Indiana would be one.
Indiana would be one. Ohio State's
Texas
already been
A&M
there.
Would be one.
Yeah, they would be all
be
new
careful.
To this. Yeah.
I mean, those guys should be careful.
But I also think there's a difference, and this is what, like, again, depending on how the bracket plays out, I think it's different. Let's say if you're Oregon and you told me that your first week opponent was Tulane or North Texas, right? Or the ACC champ, it's Georgia Tech. I think that's different. Saying, would you rather sit or would you rather play that? I think that's different than having Notre Dame or Alabama come calling. I think those are two different scenarios. I get the argument of let's stay active if you're playing a lesser team, but be careful what you wish for in week one. You could have an absolute, like Notre Dame right now, you could have a freaking buzzsaw coming to your place in week one, and that's a hell of a lot different than sitting around and waiting to play someone in that second week.
I mean, I just think you should always want to buy.
Yes.
But I am
in that frame of mind.
But I also think that there is value. Be careful when it's your first time.
Yeah.
We saw that Oregon didn't handle it that well.
Yeah.
So I just think there's value in having been through it before.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Oregon will be better prepared this year, regardless of what their seeding is,
what I think will
than
be
what they were in year one.
It will be interesting to watch Ohio State.
Yeah.
Who will most likely get a bye. They just need to beat Indiana in the Big Ten title game.
Yep. They will be the number one. They'll be the hunted.
They'll get a bye, which is the exact opposite of last year, where they got the home game against Tennessee and then beat Oregon.
Well, to a lesser extent, the Big Ten title game doesn't matter. Ohio State's getting a bye either way. As long as Ohio State beats, I don't know who they play this week, and then they get Michigan.
Rutgers.
Oh, okay. So if they beat Michigan and they go into that game undefeated, same thing with Indiana. If those are two undefeated teams, Indiana and Ohio State are guaranteed byes. It's just a matter of, are you the one seed or are you the four seed? So that's.
So you think it'll be Indiana, Ohio State, and two SEC teams as the two teams with byes?
Probably. If Indiana and Ohio State are both undefeated in the Big Ten title game, they are both basically guaranteed first round byes. And the SEC, like if A&M is an undefeated champ, you're guaranteed a bye. But yes, I do believe that the top four seeds are probably going to be, if everything chalk plays out, it will be two SEC teams and it'll be two Big Ten
teams. Yeah, because I'm trying to think of who would jump into the top four, because Ohio State and Indiana are 1-2.
Yes.
And then whoever wins the SEC, whether it's Georgia or A&M, will be a bye.
Yes.
But then the other one would only have, I mean, Texas A&M could be only their first loss.
Yep.
So really, who else would even be in running for a bye?
I mean, when you look at the college football playoff rankings, it's Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia, and then it's Texas Tech.
Oh, Tech. But they would.
I don't think that they would jump them. And then there's Ole Miss, and then there's Oregon, and then there's Oklahoma. Now you're into the two-loss team. So really, the only way would be, would you put a one-loss Texas Tech or a one-loss Oregon over another SEC team? And my answer to that is probably not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.